Now time for a locker room chat. We let more boys to basketball coach Ruben Sullivan after a couple of games from this past week. And coach, we'll go ahead and start off with that game against Washington County. It was a high scoring affair. You guys fall on that one 60-52. Your overall thoughts on that one?
Yeah, we went up there and we were playing pretty good ball. Washington County they were well prepared for it, that's for sure. Very, very good coaching. And we got up there and we were 41-41 in the fourth quarter, and then we let it get away by 8. But, you know, it's kind of tough. Got 10 kids overall, and one of them's out. One of the starters is out with concussion. Why? It's pretty hard to bring home a game when you're traveling an hour and a half. It's their home game. It's pretty tough. But hey, we gave them a battle, so that's all you can ask.
Yeah, and then you guys gave them a good run for their money despite being so shorthanded. How encouraging was it to see some of your guys that were able to step up?
Oh, it's just amazing what our kids are doing this year for the, you know, our win-loss doesn't show how hard and how well kids play this year. So we're getting different people step up, and so if we can get everybody together, it'll be fun for a change instead of worrying about who you can put in to take somebody's place.
And then you guys followed that game up with a tough loss at Troy as well. And, Coach, this was a game where you guys kind of got off to a bit of a slow start. What were you able to do to try to really ramp things up in the fourth quarter?
Well, the first thing we did, well, to ramp it up, it was just a matter of our kids finally loosening up. I think, as you know, we had 19 turnovers the first half. And they had a press on us, but we broke that press many a times. It wasn't a press. I was telling my guys here today, they did some of the most beautiful passes to the other team that I'd like for them to do to their own ball players. They were hitting them right in the chest without even looking for some reason, and it was just crazy first half. I've never seen – it's the worst – half of coaching I've ever done in my life. So, but then, like you said, we came out, struggled a little bit still in the third quarter, and at one time we were 28 points down. So the fourth quarter, we started hitting our deep threes, and we got 25, the tall guy, who didn't seem to want to block out. He really put a lot of points in against us, and we eventually got him fouled out, and that helped us too to loosen up things. And, so then we started firing with just a few minutes left, and hey, 13 down, I thought we'd come back real well. I was really proud of it.
And Coach, you guys now take on a Lynn team that you guys beat before in the CBL tournament, but this is a Lynn team that just put 78 points up on Valley Heights, and you guys only gave up less than half that, I believe, if I recall.
Right.
What are your thoughts on your guys taking the success of that first game and trying to transition to this upcoming game on Friday?
Well, you know, we can't play any worse than we did with Troy. So I'm hoping that we're hitting on all cylinders, and I think if everything goes right, we can have our starter back from the concussion. So that'll help us. Of course, I can't blame the whole game because he's not going to be 100% healthy as far as running up and down the court. So, but it'll help us a whole bunch. At least I got to be able to have him and then a sub. So that's unusual. We'll be ready for them.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Hard to believe that you guys have just 3 games left on the schedule. Pretty crazy. But thank you so much for joining us here today. Appreciate it as always, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
You betcha. Thanks a lot, pal.
That was Wetmore Voice Head Basketball Coach Ruben Sullivan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital Wetmore Clinic.